Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at comed.com/fridge recycling. Hey, I was wondering, time, you have questions, little moments, little updates you need on the show, you can get those to us any number of ways. You can email, slide into our DMs, as they say, or you can text us at 60123, which is what this person did. As was handed to me by Mel D, you heard a second ago when Voice Guy opened the show with a reminder that I was going to get my global entry interview, the TSA pre-check global entry interview, and be allowed to question what I was wearing.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't in a tuxedo.
Yeah.
So this text came in from the 815 area code.
Oh, okay.
Hey, whatever happened with Eric getting his global entry earlier this week? How did that go? It went fine. It went well. I feel like I was properly dressed.
Okay.
I was wearing a sweater and jeans, but boy, that's a whole... Have you done the global entry interview?
No.
TSA pre-check?
That's
a whole different animal.
Yeah. Why is that?
Well, I went over to the federal building on South Canal,
okay.
And you go in, you got to go through security right away. And the security guy seemed to be questioning me a little bit because I had to take my coat off, I had to take everything off, empty my pockets. And he looked at me and goes, I need you to take those shoes off, too. And the guy in front of me didn't have to take his shoes off, and the guy behind me didn't have to.
Oh,
because I'm going to need you to take those shoes off. I'm like, okay. So I took my shoes off, and he looked at me and goes, how about the belt, too? I'm going to need the belt. Like, I feel like the pants are coming next.
Am
I going to take my pants off to walk through this? It came this close. I really thought that. But then I finally got through that part, and I went up to the sixth floor, and I get off the elevator. And there's seven people sitting on a bench, and it looks like a pew in a church.
Yeah.
And they're just sitting there, not moving.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an empty room, a nondescript empty room.
Weird.
And so I stepped off the elevator, and they all looked at me, and I looked at them, and I didn't know what to do. So I started to go sit down, and one of them goes, you got to ring the buzzer.
Okay.
I said, oh, all right.
What?
Okay.
All right.
There's a buzzer on the wall, just a little one button on the wall, on a nondescript wall with a nondescript door. And I went over and pressed the buzzer, and I stood there, and they go, nothing happens. Just sit down. I'm like, okay, why did I? Nothing happens. Why did I press the buzzer?
You.
So I sat down, and then the officer came out and took all our names and said, okay, you four, you, and you, follow me.
Were you in the four?
Yeah. So
okay.
I go through the nondescript door in a nondescript hallway with nondescript offices. Nondescript people
on, though,
inside
right?
The nondescript offices.
Okay.
I go down the hall into an area where there's four chairs sitting. I sit down and there's signs everywhere.
Out.
No cell phone use. And I'm looking around to see if there's cameras to monitor whether or not we are using our cell phones. There's nothing, but I'm sure they're watching.
Oh, they can see.
So I sit down and the officer looks at all of us and goes, all right, here's the order. You, and you. In that order. When the officer comes out, that's the order you go. And I was number three.
Okay.
So, we're fine. And about 5 minutes later, the officer comes out, and then none of the four of us can remember the order. Like, are you supposed to go first? I think I'm third. Are you second?
My
I think
gosh.
I'm first. Are you fourth? What? I'm second. I'm third. So, we finally get that sorted out. We go back. The first two go back, and then the officer comes and gets me, the third one. It's a female TSA armed-to-the-teeth officer. Right? And we sit down, and she takes my passport and all my information. She's typing, and as she's typing, she'd type, and then she stopped typing and just reach around her computer and look at me. Then come back and type some more, then come around the computer and look at me, then type some more.
That was a very weird experience.
I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
You must look shady to them.
Well, then I decided, all right, well, this is one of those moments where a smart ass, don't say anything other than what you're asked.
No, right. They'll kick you right out of there.
A lot of yeses and noes, and, you know, don't give any more than you necessarily need to give.
Right.
Because they're going to fingerprint you, and you're probably going to jail anyway. So she leans around. She goes, you ever been to the Middle East? I go, no. She nods, goes back to her computer. Leans around again.
Oh.
How about Cuba? I go, no.
Oh, my God.
Leans around, types again. Then she leans around the computer a third time and goes, hey, wait a minute. Are you the guy? I go, yes.
Oh.
I even
yes
let her finish.
No.
I go, yes. She smiles and nods and goes, I thought so.
Goes
back around the computer.
She kept looking at you.
Yeah.
She's like, I know him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you the
him.
Guy that I... Yes.
That's me.
Yes. And she's like,
Yeah. And then
now
she made
I
you
understand.
Leave.
Right.
And then a big fail stamp.
Yeah. I somehow sailed right through.
Oh, okay.
Did she comment on the sweater?
Nah, she made no comment about the way I was dressed.
That would have been a good clincher. By the way, that sweater is awful.
But maybe that's why the guy made me take my shoes, belt, and pants off.
Could be.
Because I wasn't in a tuxedo. When you're nervous, John Cena, the actor, wrestler, said he used to eat 10,000 calories worth of Tic Tacs when he was nervous. Not even possible.
I don't think so.
When you're nervous, what do you do, Sophia?
Oh, my God. Seriously, I repeatedly pee like a crazy person.
Repeatedly pee like a crazy person. Mm-hmm. Repeatedly pee when you're nervous. You know, we got a brand new place you can do that around here, Sophia.
That's right.
More on that coming up. Yeah. Hey, Nick, when you're nervous, what do you do?
I got to go poop.
Poop. Hey, Nick, we got a place you can do that right here. More on that coming up. When you're nervous, you do what, Karen?
I laugh and uncontrollably.
Can't help you with that around here.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right.
Right.
In at number three, Nervous Ashley.
I bite my nails down, like, all the way.
Yeah, that seems to be a nervous
habit.
I've
seen that, yes.
A biter seems to be a nervous habit for everyone. At number two, Kathy.
I bite the inside of my lip to the point where it swells.
Oh, my gosh. Nerves kick in. The next thing you know, in at number one, what happens? Allison.
My armpits get super itchy.
Aha! My armpits get super itchy. Not regular itchy. Yeah. Super itchy.
Are they sweaty, too, or just itchy?
No, just itchy.
So when you get nervous, your armpits just get itchy. Huh.
Yep.
It's different.
Has it always been this way since you were a kid?
No, I think it started when I was a teenager, and it's just gotten progressively worse. So whenever I'm nervous, my armpits just start to itch.
Well, how about it?
Yeah.
It's a very strange response, body response that you get to nerves.
Totally.
Through your generosity as the toilet turns, you had raised $1,310
for
a brand new toilet. And as it happened yesterday, when the money started flowing in, we said, you know what we're going to do? The music got it.
Doesn't have the same punch for that.
There we go. That's right. We had said, you know what? We're going to donate the excess funds to Mix Kids for Lurie Children's Hospital so that through all of this silliness and nonsense, and that's what it is, silliness and nonsense. Let's remember that.
Okay.
Totally. Something good happens in the end.
Yeah.
All that money going to Mix Kids for Lurie Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
Now, what Melissa had alluded to yesterday is, as we went to the bathroom at the end of the show yesterday, once again, inside the Mix hallway, the Mix private bathroom inside the Mix hallway, I opened the door and there were six guys standing around the toilet.
And it's a tiny little bathroom.
Six guys. And I'm going to tell you this, those six guys, some of the greatest Americans I know.
Definitely.
Who made, as the toilet turns, a positive experience for all of us. And I'd like to recognize some of those people right now, if I could.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
First of all, a huge thank you to Repco Associates of Addison and the Sloan Valve Company.
Yay!
For their donation.
Wow.
Of a brand new crapper.
They did that so fast.
Got it here.
Amazing.
And then a big round of applause, if we could, please, for the Sterling Bay Building Engineers here at Prudential Plaza for the quick install in the Mix bathroom inside the Mix hallways.
Unbelievable.
Not only are they quick, not only are they talented, not only are they handsome, as I saw yesterday, they're great Americans.
Yeah.
Doing God's work.
Doing God's work.
That's right.
God
and
bless America.
And don't let anybody tell you differently. They're some of the finest workers I know. I love them.
Yeah.
The folks here at Sterling Bay that run this building, great people.
Thank you.
Wonderful people. Handsome people. God-fearing people. People that help make it possible to raise $1,310 for Mix Kids for Lurie Children's and helped us inside our hallways get a brand new toilet.
Thank you, everyone. Thank
now,
you, Sloan.
The most important part of all this, Melissa, we had put you and Violetta in charge of toilet sponsorship.
Correct.
Which means it needs to begin today.
That's right.
So you two are in charge of the signage.
Okay.
For the next however many days, Melody, you're putting together hopefully a list, or somebody has together a list of our sponsors who each day sponsor the toilet.
Okay, sounds good.
A brand new toilet, as installed by the handsome, talented, quick, adept people, the Sterling Bay Building Engineers. And anybody who says differently can take it up with me. You hear that?
Yeah, they
you feel
job.
Differently that these guys aren't working hard because they are. You call me. You take it up with me, and we'll set the record straight.
Mm-hmm.
Who's up first as a toilet sponsor?
Okay, let's see here.
Our first $20 donation.
So we have...
Uh-huh.
Let me just get it here.
Uh-huh.
We're going to do...
Uh-huh.
Jennifer Keane.
Jennifer Keane from, does it say?
It does not say.
All right, let's find out that important information as Jennifer Keane is your first Mix Toilet sponsor.
Woo!
Thank you.
All right,
Thank
so you guys are going to get that signage available. We'll get a picture.
Absolutely.
We'll snap a picture
of
the new toilet and share it with everybody. And thank you for your generosity. And remember in all this nonsense that in the end, something great happens. We're in the season of feeling good. $1,300 for Mixed Kids for Lurie Children's.
Beautiful.
Isn't that what's really most important?
Yeah. Look how many people got involved.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Thank you.
Let's find out what's going on in the world around us, or at least the top three things that are, with our social media director, Mel Lee. Hi, Mel.
Hey, guys.
You set to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Trending on Twitter, number three.
All right, the movie Hustlers, that movie captured everybody's attention. A lot going on, and it looks like Jennifer Lopez, the main actress in the movie, came out on Twitter and said that she never got a paycheck for the movie.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, so she just announced that she never accepted any money for the film, and that she did it all because she just loves acting. So not only did J-Lo do Hustlers for free, but she produced, and she said that she banked on herself to make the movie good. So all of her other co-stars were paid in full, but J-Lo just likes making movies to make them.
I don't believe that.
Not even for a second.
She didn't get money even for producing it?
Here is what I think is maybe, possibly, you know, the person that they based the movie on is a real person, and that woman complained that she didn't get anything out of all this a couple of months ago publicly, saying they basically stole her story.
Right.
I bet this is related.
Okay.
Like, I didn't make any money either. Don't look at me, J-Lo says.
Except this money I got paid that we're trying to keep off the books so you can't see that I got paid.
Exactly.
Trending on Twitter,
right.
Number two.
Okay, Scooter Braun and Taylor Swift have been battling it out over who owns the rights to Taylor Swift's music. And now Scooter will no longer be attending the American Music Awards this Sunday. So this is some major news.
Because he's afraid for his life.
Right, exactly. Some Swifties have been figuratively knives out. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's exactly right.
Going to throw their makeup at him.
Their red lipstick. Yeah, it's a pretty big news since Ariana Grande, who Scooter manages, she's going to be there. They're pretty much BFFs, and they're going up for the same awards. So Ariana and Taylor are both going up for Artist of the Year. And there's been some rumors that Scooter is scared of what Taylor will do and say during her performance and acceptance speech for Artist of the Decade. So everybody thinks Taylor is going to use this award show to pretty much show her anger towards Scooter.
Oh, good.
But no awkward cutaways.
More personal stuff that we have to be involved
in. What are you talking about now?
Yeah, right. Right. No awkward cutaways of Scooter while he's there because he's no longer going.
Trending on Twitter, number one.
So we're about 20 minutes away from the 2020 Grammy nominations. Those are going to be announced at 7:20. So the Grammys themselves will have a live stream going up on the Recording Academy's website. And you can also watch it on their social media. But it's been an amazing year for music. A ton of mixed artists are going to be nominated. Artists like Billie Eilish, Lizzo, Lil Nas X, they're all nominated for Next Generation Artist. And during the live stream, Alicia Keys will be hosting, and Bebe Rexha is going to join her to help out. So everybody's going to be there. Some big rumors are that Lizzo and even Shade could be nominated for pop and hip-hop.
That would be nice, right?
Mm.
All right, thank you, Mel D.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts! There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free, send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh. You just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at comed.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at comed.com/fridge recycling. Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at comed.com/fridge recycling. That's what happened on an Oklahoma highway.
Oh, man.
Two women tangling over a man. He even described it. She was on her like a spider monkey.
Yeah.
Let's see the unexpected girl fights. Each one, we open with this. Hi, Cynthia.
Good morning.
Unexpected girl fight?
Yeah, I was being teased in the bus on the way back from Corny Tassling, and I walk off the bus holding my Snoopy lunchbox, and a girl just hauls off and cold cocks me across the face, and my eyes both set.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Seems wrong.
She was on you like a spider monkey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you hit her back?
Yeah. I tried to, and then two people came after me, so then a girlfriend... came to my rescue, and she's really scrappy, so she beat the snot out of
me. That's good. Well, you know, sometimes when you're cold cocked and you don't see it coming, or sometimes even when you're not, and you're not a fighter, you just start flailing wildly.
Yeah.
And just hope something hits something.
I know.
You don't really know what
exactly.
You're doing. There's no rhyme or reason or strategy.
Yeah.
You're just flailing wildly.
It's always good to have a strappy friend, though.
Yeah, or a scrappy.
Strappy.
Yeah. Well, if they got straps on them, they hit them with the straps, then it'll a new level.
Yeah. I feel like I want to fight you just for saying that.
I'm sorry.
Strappy.
Jenny. Unexpected
Hi.
Girl fight?
Yes. What? Yes, we were in the city meeting some friends for dinner, and this woman, we went up to the bar after dinner for an after dinner drink, and this woman took one look at me and said, I didn't say anything to her. This woman took one look at me, looked me up and down and said, you must be from the suburbs because you have on eyeliner and you have hairspray in your hair. I'm like,
well, those are fighting words.
Sure sign right there of suburbia.
You got to get on her like a spider monkey for sure.
Oh, my.
Yeah, those are.
She was so mean.
That is so mean. And those are fighting words. You look like you must be from the suburbs.
Are you from the suburbs?
It's on. Melissa, you're not the only one that tangled at the taste.
Uh-oh.
Hi there, Isabel.
Hi, how are you?
Good. An unexpected girl fight?
Yes. So I was working at the Taste of Chicago at a soda and water booth, and they told us we couldn't sell anything after 8:45 because the fireworks were coming on, and this was many years ago. And a mother kept insisting that she wanted to buy water. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't give you any. And, of course, you have 100 people looking at you.
Right.
And she decided to jump the table, throw the tickets in my face. And I jump into, this is my water, this is my Pepsi, and you're not getting any. And I started fighting with her.
Whoa.
It's on at Taste of Chicago. Women jumping over tables, flailing wildly. Did you hold her off?
Security let me go for about 5 minutes because they thought I was doing just fine.
Ah, even security's like, let him go.
Yeah, yeah.
Let him work it out. Let him go. She's on her like a spider monkey.
Mm-hmm.
Your relationship rule, specific to yours. Like, we have a rule in place. It's our golden rule. We never go to bed without saying goodnight, and we always have turkey sandwiches. Who knows?
You just never know. Yeah.
Nancy, the golden rule in your relationship is what?
No cookie for 90 days.
No cookie for 90 days.
Oh, like that kind of cookie?
Is cookie code?
Yes. Yes. It sucks.
Thank you. Got it.
No cookie.
Wow.
Crystal clear.
Can I ask
why no cookie for 90 days?
Because, you know, see what the relationship is based on, you know?
Okay, so you're saying at the beginning of the relationship, you have no cookie for 90 days.
You got it.
I got you. All right. I thought you were like in one, you're like 5 years in, you're like, hey, we're shutting it down for 90 days.
That's what I was thinking, too.
For a little revamp.
Right. We're hitting the reset button. I got you, Nancy. All right, thank you. Okay. Your relationship rule, Kathy.
If it's funny, you cannot be mad.
I love that rule.
That
if it's funny,
one.
You can't be mad. Okay. So if you laugh at something,
that's
even
subjective.
Well, if you laugh at something, even if you think it's mean, you can't be mad about it.
Yeah, spin it. Spin it into fun.
There's nothing subjective about it, right? Like right now, you can't be mad. Yeah, there
Why
you go.
Not?
There you go. I'm saying, if something happened and we give you a hard time and you start laughing about it, you can't be mad about it.
Yeah, I
can't
like
break
that.
The rule.
I like that rule. There's nothing subjective. That is about as black and white as it can get. You start laughing, it's off the table. You can't be mad about it.
Right.
Yeah. Just start. You're being really mean that you just start tickling the person. Oh,
I don't think that counts, but I see what you're trying to do there. Wendy, the relationship rule is what? Hi, Wendy.
He can never refer to me. Hi.
Hi.
He can never refer to me as the wife or the ball and chain. I'm not a dog. I'm not a house. He can say my wife, but never the wife.
Ah.
Does
I
he
see.
Follow that rule?
He does. He never has.
Yeah.
I find
you.
It rude.
Choose your words carefully. Because
yes, yes.
If you don't, the old ball and chain's going to be mad. Sorry, Wendy. I'm just kidding. I hope you're laughing. See? There it is. Now she can't be mad.
Yeah.
Makes morning mind better. Men and women share the biggest red flags in a new relationship. There are four of them that everybody seems to agree on.
Mm-hmm.
Number one being what? This happens in a relationship. Big red flag. Both men and women agree.
Okay.
What would that be? Sophia.
Oh, my God. When the poor sap won't stop talking about his ex.
Aha, the poor sap. No, that's not it, Sophia, but I appreciate that answer because in some strange way, it will be it in just a second.
Oh, interesting.
I'll tell you what that means. All right, stick around. That's coming up. Hi, Jean.
Hi.
Hi, what is the answer?
When they are not sexually compatible.
Yeah. Sound like Melissa there.
What?
Like Melissa last hour. You know, her performance was quite sexual.
What?
Remember that?
Yeah.
Who is she talking about?
Selena. No. No.
Camila.
Shawn Mendes and Camila.
Did you
Cabana.
Say Shawn Menendez?
Did I? Is that who walks the tightrope?
Right. No, that's
the
flying Melendez.
Menendez is something else altogether.
Yeah, that's the Menendez are killers.
Right.
Oh,
they may or may not have killed their parents, I believe.
I think they did because they're in prison for
it. That's true. That's a fact. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
Mm-hmm.
No, the biggest red flag is what, Brian? Brian?
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, what's happening? Biggest red flag is what?
Jealousy.
There it is. Jealousy. When there's jealousy present in a relationship, it's a huge red flag for both sides. Top choice. Jealousy. You blank stared on that one. The first two, you were all engaged. Then Brian threw out the correct answer, and he went radio silent. What happened there?
Because I thought a teeny tiny bit of that would be, like, a little okay.
Well, I'm assuming it doesn't say the number one answer is a teeny, teeny, tiny, tiny bit of jealousy. I'm assuming they're saying when it consumes the relationship
or it becomes
a primary thing for the other person, then that's a red flag.
When you don't believe where they are, when you want to see their text, locations on.
Right. When you're just like, I know you're, it sounds like your relationship, by the way.
I got any more?
Yeah, more on that in a second. You seem pretty clear on those. I've got a long list here. More on Violetta's relationship coming up in just a second, but when it's just like, I know you're.
Or she's playing with her hair again.
You're out with the basketball coach or something like that. You're like, I know you're dating somebody else or whatever.
Right,
you're trying to be playful, then that's okay.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you're trying to build a relationship that isn't just physical. Other ones on the list where men and women share the biggest red flags in a new relationship: jealousy's number one. Flakiness is number two.
That's the worst.
And they flake out on you all the time. Number three, the way they interact with other people can be a red flag. This gets back to the old, they're mean to the waiter or waitress.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize, I don't like this person, can't be with them. And number four gets back to the original answer we had a second ago. The way they talk about previous partners can be a big red flag in a new relationship. The first caller said, the poor sap can't stop talking about the ex-girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
That goes. It can be tedious at times.
Right.
Tell us about those times. 312-233-1019. What thing did they say about their ex that really, really bugs you? They used to say it all the time. Maybe they still do. About their ex, and it drives you crazy. if you hear one more time what a great cook she was, you're going to hit him with a frying pan.
Yeah.
Not that we would advocate that. 312-233-1019. If you have to hear one more time about what great hair he had and you're bald, you're going to lose it.
That's pretty good.
You're going to lose it.
Very annoying.
What's the one thing they always say about their ex or always used to say about their ex that really bugged you? Mm-hmm. Hi there, Amber.
Hi.
Hi. What happened to you?
So I went on a date like 2 days ago, and, you know, he's real cute. I'm excited. And the whole time, he can't stop talking about it. All he's saying is how much he loves his ex and he's got nothing but love for her, but that he's totally ready for a new relationship now.
How long has he been out of that relationship with the ex?
Over a year.
Oh.
Okay.
Yet still pining for her, but he's totally fine. He's totally fine. Yeah. He's totally ready to move on.
Definitely.
Did you bring it up with him at all? Did you say anything along the lines of you sure seem to still have a thing for her?
I didn't really say anything. I was just like, yeah, totally understandable. And I haven't texted him back.
Yep.
Probably best off.
They will shut down in a moment on that one. Whoopi Goldberg revealed why she wants to live alone. I know it's Whoopi Goldberg. Just work with me. Yeah. When you make a commitment to live with someone else, it's a commitment to ask their opinion and then listen and then work it out. And I really don't want to do that, she says. I don't want to share money. I don't want to listen. I know it's terrible, but I don't want to. So we said, all right, what's the best part of living alone? 312-233-1019. Melissa is a longtime live alone person and has written down her favorite thing about it. You don't have to answer to anybody off the table.
Right.
If anybody matches with your answer, Melissa, that you wrote down, alert me because I don't know what it is. And they get a prize, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go. The best part of living alone, Kathy.
You don't have to clean up after anybody but yourself.
Don't have to clean up after anybody but yourself. So I'm guessing your house tends to be a lot more clean. Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Victoria, best part of living alone?
You know where everything is because nobody moves your stuff around.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, that is good. I didn't think
always
that
find
one.
Your stuff. Best part of living alone? Dana.
Watching what you want to watch.
Watching what you want to watch whenever you want to watch it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's
that would
good
be
too.
That would be kind of nice. All good answers. Best
You're
part
there.
Of living alone. Still waiting to see if we have a match. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Hold on. Yes, Michelle. Best part.
The best part is doing things your way and the right way.
Doing things your way
and the right way. No other opinions.
All right. I like it. VJ, the best part of living alone.
I said I'm going to take the guy's answer. Being able to use the bathroom with the door open and pass gas as loud as I like.
That's right. You can rip away and nobody can say a word to you.
Huh.
Right there. That's got to be yours. No?
That was my second one.
Oh, really?
Yep.
The best part of living alone, Ashley.
Hi. Having a bed to yourself at night.
Having a bed all to yourself at night. Still nothing. Interesting.
That's really good, though.
Jason.
Hey, guys. I know I'm not going to win a prize, but the best part of living alone for me is I don't have to put the toilet seat down.
That's right.
Oh, well.
always a fan favorite.
Well,
by the way, we got a brand new toilet here thanks to the fine people in this building.
Yeah,
that's right.
Handsome, talented, loving, giving people.
Oh, yeah,
that work
hard
in this
workers.
Building. If you missed it earlier, get it on the Eric in the Morning podcast as a tribute rolled out to them.
Oh yeah. Wow.
All right, Melissa, that's it. We had no pairing. What was yours?
Oh man. Mine was that you can pick any day, any time to be as lazy as you want to be, and nobody can complain about it.
Look at that. So for you, that's any day that ends in Y.
It can be.
Yeah. You know, I think it goes beyond can be.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts. There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free. Send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh. You just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling.